Chapter 17, 7:56 p.m. "Are you sure he's dead?" Rashawn asked. Chase nodded. No pulse, dilated pupils. Instead of water, blood had come out of his mouth when Chase tried to resuscitate him, which meant he was probably dead before Chase cut the seatbelt. "I've never seen a dead person," Rashawn said. Chase had seen more dead people than he cared to remember, and wished he could have done more for the driver. But there were other priorities now. He didn't have time to think about what he might have been able to do. Not now, except for one small detail, which he hated to bring up in front of Rashawn because she was already pretty freaked out. "Are there alligators here?" he asked. "That depends where here is," Nicole said. "We're on the levee you were telling me about, part of the refuge." "Then there's gators," Rashawn said, "thousands of them. According to my daddy, although, I haven't been down on this part of the refuge." Chase looked at Nicole. "Did you see one underwater?"
"No, did you?"
"I think so, just before I kicked the windshield out. I almost died right there. Thanks for coming back for me. I don't think I would have made it to the top on my own." "Gators aren't nearly as aggressive as people think," Rashawn said. "She's right," Nicole agreed. "You shouldn't mess with them. But they aren't usually a threat. Unless you stumble across a nest of gator eggs," Rashawn added. "Then you might have a big problem from the mama." "I only saw it for a second, but something told me it was aggressive. Very aggressive." "Daddy's been dealing with gators forever," Rashawn said. "I suspect the gators are all riding out the storm on the bottom. The bus probably jarred one loose, and it was popping up to get some air." Chase was happy to hear Rashawn's little gator lecture. It meant she wasn't nearly as frightened as he thought she was. If they wanted to survive the storm, they could not panic. They had to keep their senses about them. "It scared me," Chase said. "Heightened awareness," Nicole asked. "They would also have to keep their sense of humor." "No," Chase said. "This time, it was real paranoia. So neither of you has been on this road?" The road was about 20 feet above them, up a steep bank. The girls shook their heads. "We have to find some shelter to ride out the storm," Chase said. "It's not too bad right here," Rashawn said. "We're probably protected from the worst of the wind on this side of the levee." "For now," Chase said. "But Emily's just getting started. The water's rising. It's gone up a foot since we've been sitting here." He pulled the GPS out and turned it on. It was supposed to be waterproof, but the way their luck was going, the screen lit up and immediately picked up a satellite. Chase breathed a sigh of relief. "What about your satellite phone?" Nicole asked. His dad would certainly have his sat phone on now. "It's..." Chase felt his shoulder for the familiar strap. The go bag wasn't there. "I left it on the bus," he said. "The phone wasn't waterproof anyway, and the bag was drenched. I guess I should dive back down and look for it. We could use some of the other stuff, like the first aid kit." "I don't think that's a good idea," Rashawn said. "Gators aren't usually aggressive, but who knows what they're like in a hurricane." Chase was beginning to really like Rashawn. "You probably wouldn't find it anyway," Nicole said. "We have the headlamps and the GPS. The first aid kit would be nice, but..." She looked at his face. "Your lip is swollen and split. Are you okay?"
"I'm fine."
"Did you say something before we went down about your front tooth?"
"Yeah, but there's nothing in the first aid kit that's going to fix a tooth. I could use a painkiller, but that's the least of our worries."
He handed Nicole the GPS. "This is the zoom button. Zoom out and find the nearest house. I'm going to check out the road." Chase climbed up the bank, trying not to berate himself for failing to save the driver and forgetting the go bag. If he had the sat phone and it worked, he'd be calling 911 right now and telling them where they were. 90% of their problem would be over, maybe 75%. It would take a rescue team a while to get to them. The wind was fiercer up on the road. He had to spread his legs as far as they would go and hunch over to keep them from being blown back down the bank. He recalculated their chances of getting rescued, even if they had the sat phone. 10%, he thought. He lumbered back to where the bus had gone into the water and discovered the wind had not blown it off the road.
A large section of road was gone and water was rushing through the gap from the lake on the other side. It could have been the weight of the bus that caused the collapse, but he didn't think so. He walked forward 100 yards and found another section of collapsed road. Not good. We need to get down this road while there's still a road to get down. He hurried to the spot where he'd climbed up and slid back down the bank. Nicole and Rashawn were smiling. Did you find out where we are? Right in the middle of the levee road, Nicole said. A little less than 5 miles from the farm gate and 10 miles from Rashawn's. She looked down at the driver, her smile fading. He almost got us home. Are there any houses closer? Chase asked. Nicole shook her head. Mine's the closest. 5 miles isn't too bad, Chase said, not mentioning that walking 5 miles in a hurricane was probably like walking 50 miles. I bet my daddy's driving around, looking for me right now, Rashawn said. He's not driving this way, Chase said. The road's collapsing. The only way to the farm is on foot. The good news is that there aren't any trees on the lake to fall on us, and there isn't much debris flying around. I had a couple of rain ponchos in the go bag, but... Nicole held up his go bag. Where? The girl's grins reappeared. I told her not to go, Rashawn said, but she was in the water like a cormorant before I could stop her. What's a cormorant? You don't know much about animals, do you? Rashawn said. It's a bird. It only took one dive, Nicole said. It was right by the driver's seat. What about the gator? Didn't see it. You must have scared it off. Chase took the sat phone out and turned it on. Not surprisingly, it didn't work. Next, he took out some energy bars and handed them out. I'm not hungry, Rashawn said. We can eat when we get to Nicole's. Stick them in your pocket anyway, Chase said. It will be a long time before we get to the farm. If we get to the farm, he thought. They actually taste terrible, but they'll keep you going. We're going to burn a lot of energy in the next several hours. Next, he took out a bottle of water for each of them. I don't think water's going to be a problem, Nicole said, pointing to the sky. The water's falling on the outside of your body, not inside. We need to keep ourselves hydrated. He took out a waterproof plastic bag with paper towels in it, wiped the sat phone down as best he could, then put it in the plastic bag. Finally, he pulled out the 2 rain ponchos and handed one to each of the girls. What are you going to wear? Rashawn asked. Not that these are going to do as much good now. I'm soaked through. I'll use your blanket, Chase said. It won't be as stylish as your ponchos, but it will work fine after I cut a hole for my head to fit through. I know you're wet, but the ponchos will help keep the wind out and your body heat in. You must be some kind of super Boy Scout, Rashawn said. I've never seen a bag of tricks like that. It's a long story, Chase said. What about him? Nicole asked, pointing to the driver. Chase was sorry for the man had died. Very sorry. But he wanted to leave the driver exactly where he was. It would take a lot of energy they would need later to move him. We can't take him with us, he said. We can't leave him here, Rashawn said. Tomorrow morning after this storm passes, some old gator's going to come along and make a meal out of him. She's right, Nicole said. We'll drag him up to the road. High ground. That's the best we can do. Chase didn't want to see him get eaten by a gator either, but the result would probably be the same whether they moved him or not. He didn't think the levee road was going to be there tomorrow morning. He took everything he thought he needed out of the pack, along with the satellite phone, and stuffed it all into his pockets. Glad he had chosen to wear cargo pants that morning, he took a couple of pain pills and washed them down with water, which sent fire through his broken tooth. He cut a hole in the blanket for his head, then he hung the GPS around his neck by its lanyard. "Did you learn that from your dad?" Nicole asked. Funny, Chase said.